Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the former president of the ACLU of Nevada, Richard Siegel, will be here. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Dan Mason, Wayne Frediani, and Sean Carey. It's all coming up next on our all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Richard Siegel. He is Professor Emeritus of the Department of Political Science at the University of Nevada, Reno, and the former president of the ACLU of Nevada. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Great to be here.
Okay, so in all this political discussion we've been hearing over the last year, we keep hearing about the middle class and the middle class and the middle class and the rich. What happened to the working class? And who cares about them?
Well, I think we all should be, and that
aren't most of us the working class?
I think most of us are middle class, but I think there is a large working class or people who it's a stretch to say they've made it into the middle class or they've stayed in the middle class.
So how do you define it?
How do we define it? We historically have defined it by the kind of job it is and the kind of money that people have, and a tactical decision was made sometime in the last 20 years by national politicians that we're not going to talk about the poor, we're not going to talk about the working class, because the middle class speaks to the aspirations of the American people. 90% or so of the American people identify with the middle class, so it's a way of speaking to 90% of the American people.
And yet the 90% of the people who are the middle class aspire to be the rich.
Yeah, and that for that reason, many of them support things like the estate tax deal that was made and other things. They resist the idea of taxing the rich, which is a little inconsistent. But I think there was a bit of a change in 2012 on that as a majority of Americans supported the increase of the tax on the highest bracket, and it gave Obama and Biden the opportunity to make that happen.
You know, it's interesting to see what's happening in France right now, where they've raised the tax rate on the rich to 75%.
Yeah.
You have people like Gérard Depardieu, who is moving to Belgium, but has just been offered Russian citizenship. You know, we also had very high tax rates in this country. We're not going to see those come back, are we?
No. This is about where it is, and I think that we're going to perhaps find some other ways to raise money, some kind of a national sales tax, a value-added tax would probably be a logical place to go.
A value-added tax is horrible. I mean, look at Britain. I think they're getting close to 20% now on this latest version. When I was there growing up as a kid, it was 17%, and it's added on everything at every single stage of production, and it's just a horrible tax.
Well, most people would rather pay a sales tax of some kind than more income tax. We see that in Nevada. People vote for a sales tax, but they will not vote for an income tax, a personal income tax. And if you want to raise money in Nevada, you generally speaking, you go for a sales tax, and people sometimes will actually vote to increase the sales tax.
What do you think that would do to industries, for example, like the car industry, you know, which is recovering but slowly in the Silver State? Wouldn't that be devastating if you had that kind of tax?
Well, if it's a national tax, it's not going to affect the state-to-state relationships that we have. And, you know, we have we should have a national pattern of things like sales taxes and other taxes that way, because now we have some states that have no sales tax but have income tax, other states that have income tax but no sales tax.
But is not the final answer to the success of this country again growth?
We want that growth, but we have over $1 trillion a year in deficits, and I like this message of balanced approaches to fill those deficits.
All right, let's change topics on you here. I want to talk to you about the Middle East.
Okay.
And your thoughts on the United States' involvement, or seemingly in some ways lack of involvement, in places like Syria.
Yeah, I originally was hired at the University of Nevada, Reno, to teach international relations. I was trained by people like Zbigniew Brzezinski at Columbia to focus on the role of the Soviet Union, and then I became very interested in the United States, in Israel, and other countries. The Middle East situation is about as unstable as I can remember since the 1967 war, it's a great problem.
For those who may not remember, that was unbelievable, with Israel being attacked on all sides, and it was do or die.
Israel was about to be, I would accept the fact that Israel was about to be attacked, or at least was put on the brink of attack, certainly by Egypt in particular.
But on three different fronts.
Yeah, and it was a preemptive war, and it was very well accepted. The problem is for Israel that it has lost a lot of legitimacy since it decided to attack Lebanon in 1982. There was a slaughter at Sabra and Shatila in 1982 that the Israelis themselves accepted and recognized.
Okay, let's get into this in a minute when we have a little bit more time, but let's go back to my original question, which was, you know, the United States and involvement or lack of involvement in Syria.
Well, as far as the Syria issue in particular, we have the kind of chaos now which almost precludes a solution. The best outcome to me, Sam, is that we don't have the war spreading to the countries surrounding Syria, which means almost five different countries around Syria, which include Israel and include Jordan and include Turkey and Iraq. This is a horrific situation. That would be the worst case scenario. In terms of an internal solution within Syria, I think things have to get a lot worse before they get better. And positive outcomes are getting further and further away from us, because there's a cracking up of the Syrian state. We're rapidly moving, not only to 65,000 people have died, but we're moving to a complete lack of unity or any hope of unity within the Syrian state. There is no real option for the United States or NATO to bring troops into that kind of a situation. It would be suicidal. It would be much worse than Iraq coming into that kind of a war. So I think we will continue with diplomacy. Syrians will continue to be dying, and our focus will be on not spreading the war. I think as far as American policy of intervention, the issue, Sam, is Iran. What's going to happen with Iran getting closer to a nuclear bomb, which is expected in this calendar year. The Israelis are pressuring us to participate in an attack in Iran, which will mean another war with the prospect of a regional aspect to it. And we have a tough decision, but Obama has already said that he will act militarily if the Iranians get very, very close to a nuclear weapon. I think that they will get on the verge of a nuclear weapon, and he'll have to put up or shut up. Frankly, I hope he does not attack Iran, because I think that that will mean a regional war that will mean terrific disruption to the oil supply, and I would not like to have that see that. We have preempted countries with nuclear weapons all over the world for the last 40 years. I don't see Iran as being more dangerous than North Korea, for example.
All right, let's take a break. More with Richard Siegel when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Richard Siegel. He's professor emeritus of the Department of Political Science at the University of Nevada in Reno. It's interesting to watch Israel these days as they continue to push the settlements on the West Bank. It just seems that they have no desire whatsoever to have a peaceful resolution to the Palestinian situation.
I completely agree with you. The Netanyahu government, which is expected to be reelected in a month or two, has no interest in a political settlement with the Palestinians. They had a chance. They had the most moderate Palestinian government in the West Bank that has ever existed, and they absolutely went nowhere in terms of making a deal. Netanyahu said any kind of two-state solution would have to include Israeli troops on the Jordan River, which is completely unacceptable to any Palestinian state. I think he's made it very clear that there isn't going to be that option. There has been ignoring of international law, which happens to be very clear in terms of control of the West Bank and the rapid increase of this of the settlements that has happened. And this has both reduced the legitimacy of Israel worldwide. They've lost several of their key allies, from Turkey to Egypt, or at least supporters, particularly in Turkey. They have lost those countries as supporters. And the United States has become extraordinarily isolated. We were practically the only country to support Israel on the settlements and on the issue of recognizing the Palestinians as a non-state actor at the United Nations. We had nobody but American Samoa and one or two other countries with us.
And the change in government in Egypt, do you really see that as a total change in government, or do you see that where the military still carries great sway?
The military still has great sway, but it's a major, major change in government in terms of the Muslim Brotherhood having at least half of the power in Egypt. And that changed things for the Israeli-Palestinian dynamic, because Mubarak basically was hostile to Hamas and was hostile to the Palestinian enterprise, and Morsi is not. And the Israelis have to contend with that. That has weakened the Israeli position and has made it more difficult for the United States to deal with that. I just want to finish by saying, if it may be finished, that saying Zbigniew Brzezinski in Foreign Policy magazine this week said Obama's credibility depends on him reestablishing his authority in terms of the Middle East. He has substantially lost that because he has waffled on the settlement issue and on the recognition of a Palestinian state and on the two-state solution. And Brzezinski, who was a big supporter of Obama in 2008 and had continued to be, says, you lost your street cred, Obama. You have to stand up for peace in Israel and the Palestinians. And that means you have to have a more balanced approach and not just a pro-Israeli approach.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you, sir, very much. We appreciate
your
thoughts.
You're very welcome, Sam.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
When you've been hurt in an accident and lying in a hospital bed, there's a term we've all heard, bedside manner. Now, we want the doctor, as you do your attorney, to be aggressive, knowledgeable, and able to fix what's wrong.
But you need to be treated with respect and compassion in the process. I'm attorney Chad Golightly. You need confidence knowing that your attorney will be there when you call, that guidance to the legal process will be made easy, and that you and your family's best interest will be put first.
Golightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Are you ready to get the best sleep of your life? Follow me. What kind of mattress are you sleeping on right now?
Oh, I'm not really sleeping on it right now.
It's like a rock.
I don't even know. The couch.
I toss and turn.
Go to bed in pain? I wake up in the middle of the night.
At Mattressland Sleep Fit Center, we're against pain.
Get up to 60% savings with extra savings on 2012 closeouts during the Mattressland Sleep Fit Center year-end super sale.
You know what we have to do?
Get me a new bed.
Yes! Start sleeping fit and living fit. Guaranteed. Get into Mattressland Sleep Fit Center now.
Come to the 9th Annual Hunter and Outfitter Convention at the Grand Sierra in Reno. See exhibits, attend seminars, register to win free hunts, guns, and gear, including four AR-15s. Meet TV celebrity hunters. See big game taxidermy displays. Book hunts and buy gear, clothing, and jewelry. Presented by Grand Slam Club Obis and Super Slam. All under one roof at the fabulous Grand Sierra Reno. Wednesday through Saturday, January 9th through the 12th. Get half-price admission coupons at Sportsman's Warehouse Reno.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Wayne Frediani is here. He is the executive director of the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. Sean Carey is a political columnist for Reno Tahoe Tonight magazine. Brand new edition on the stands right now as we speak. And Dan Mason is the program director for KKOH Reno. And pleasure to have you all here. Let's start out with the news yesterday that Al Gore's channel, TV channel, Current TV, that has the likes of Elliot Spitzer on there right now, and is maybe gets 40,000 people watching maybe a week, has been sold to Al Jazeera. And Al Jazeera is going to form an American branch of Al Jazeera, even though they have English Al Jazeera already. But it's not carried very many places. Your thoughts on this, Dan?
Well, aside from the fact that, once again, Earth Pal Al has found a way to make a lot of money.
Yeah, about $100 million,
yeah,
personally.
Yeah, he seems to do okay for himself. It was interesting. One of the first things I heard today was the cable companies, oh, they're all going to drop Al Jazeera. Yet, it seems the reason they're doing this is a lot of people in America are watching it.
You know, and that's good, but you can watch it online, and there are pay feeds for it as well, and it's carried, I believe, in New York and L.A. You know, to me, I like to get everybody's opinion, you know? I'm not scared of hearing, you know, another side. Would you have a problem with, you know, Al Jazeera TV being carried on your cable or satellite channel?
You know, Sam, I'm not that well-versed in what had taken place, but, yeah, I think I would. I'm not fond of anybody that is a part of that group, to be honest with you. I mean, it just doesn't seem like it fits on a cable network to me, but you know, everybody's entitled to an opinion and free speech and,
well, you know,
communication.
They made a lot of inroads. A few years ago, they hired David Frost, very well-respected mm-hmm. journalist over the decades,
right.
to be the head of their news operation for the English version of Al Jazeera. And over the last several years, I mean, a lot of the coverage of what's gone on in the Middle East has come through Al Jazeera. The government of Qatar has supported this tremendously. I guess my real question is, do you have a problem with it actually being on the air, or are you just not going to watch it?
I probably wouldn't watch it, but that doesn't mean that there wouldn't be others that would. So I'm kind of no opinion on it, to be honest with you. I just wouldn't watch it.
You know, it's interesting. I have to admit that when I stay in hotel rooms, I do watch Chinese television, CCTV, because it's so fascinating to see a different presentation and a view of the world. And this is, you know, the Chinese government television, but it's kind of like fake news. It's not funny like Jon Stewart, but it is a form of fake news, but I find it fascinating.
It is fascinating. As for Al Jazeera coming to America, I figured it was only a matter of time. The fact that it's Al Gore's old TV station really just kind of makes it a little bit hilarious. I could hear the sound of conservatives' heads exploding from coast to coast. But with that being said, I think there was probably room in this market for it, and we have yet to see how it's going to be.
All right. Well, you know, and it's interesting. As you travel around Europe, you get to hear lots of different voices, mm-hmm. and I think that's a good thing. I want to go back to something I was talking to Rich Siegel about earlier in the program, which is the disappearance of everybody but the rich and the middle class. Whatever happened in this country to the working class? And aren't they a big majority?
Yeah, I think they are. Unfortunately, I think what's happened is with all the jobs that have been exported out of the country, that hurt. And you become in this country, I'm not sure that, and I may be wrong on this, I'm not sure that there's a middle class and a lower class and a elite class. I think there's probably the middle class, the poverty level people, and the rich. I think manufacturing jobs that went away hurt working class people. they've lost a lot of positions across the country, and I think it's been a negative to us as a country.
But don't you see? I mean, we're getting a lot of complaints now that there are manufacturing jobs available, but people not qualified to take them. And TMCC and other organizations, you know, and have been reported on nationally, scurrying to put together programs to be able to get people.
No, it's a going fact. It's a trend. We see it in the automobile business with automotive technicians. We've got demands for automotive technicians, but we're not getting the type of students coming out of the community colleges that we need to put into those positions. And they're no longer positions of just twisting wrenches. They're more of a computer diagnostic type stuff. They're not educated enough to do it.
When you hear something like that, how do you respond, Sean?
I have to agree, because so much of the rhetoric for the last 10 years has been bachelor's degree, college education, you have to go to college, and there's so much of the talk has not been about, well, go to a trade school to learn these specialized trades. And so I'm glad to see it coming back, at least I hope.
What are your listeners saying about this?
The question that keeps coming up is, how did we get to this point? Did no one see this coming? All of a sudden we have this nonstop rhetoric that, well, we don't have enough educated people in America. That's why nobody's talking about the working class. It's almost as if they've become obsolete. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The working class obsolete. Who would have thunk? Maybe we need to put some financial parameters on this. That's where we got to leave it.
More regulation. That's the answer.
We'll be right back on Nevada News. Maybe that this time out.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus.
Christy Lane has touched the hearts of millions through her number one biography and song, One Day at a Time.
I cried a tear. You wiped it dry.
With all the turmoil in the world today, you'll find comfort and strength in these timeless classics.
You are the wind beneath my wings.
Call now and save 50%.
I believe in angels. Something good in everything I see.
Call now for this collector's special. All your favorites. Country, gospel, pop, plus new songs. A total of 59 great songs on 3 CDs for only $14.99 plus shipping. You save over 50%.
Love. Call 1-800-561-7059.
Beautiful gifts for someone you love.
Start the new year with no hidden fees. European Fitness Center is smashing the competition with a limited-time offer. Come in now and pay nothing to enroll and just $20 per month. You get it all at European Fitness Center. Aerobics classes from kickboxing to Zumba. Free weights and machines. A pool area with hot tubs, steam room and sauna, tanning, cardio theaters, and $50,000 of new Life Fitness strength equipment. Join European Fitness Center now and pay no money to enroll and just $20 a month with no hidden fees. Hurry in. This offer won't last long.
Who needs this modern world? I can live just fine out here without the road rage and boy bands. Of course, I might miss my Charter HD with football on ESPN and Walking Dead on AMC. Just ESPN, AMC, Shark Week on Discovery HD, and Comedy Central HD. But that's it. Except for HBO HD.
Charter now has over 100 HD channels and more brilliant HD shows on demand than ever. Get Charter HD for only $29.99 a month when you bundle.
Among the guests coming up next week on Nevada Newsmakers, Senate Majority Leader Mo Dennis will be here and State Senator James Settlemyre, plus Burl Love, editor of the Reno Gazette Journal. See you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.